Hey guys, welcome to our podcast. In today's episode, we're going to discuss why so many non-American movies are being remade into American versions. Is it because foreign directors want to hop onto the Hollywood train? Or is it because of America's deeply rooted exceptionalism? Or are Americans just too lazy to read subtitles? Fun fact, most remakes are of French origin.
Out of the huge amount of movies, we have chosen the three most recent and striking ones, with only a few years between the production of the original and the remake. LOL, Laughing Out Loud, Head Full of Honey, and finally The Upside, aka The Untouchables. We're going to roughly introduce you to the plot, the main characters, and other features, as well as compare the remake to their original movie. So be prepared for some harsh ranking.
Let's start with the original French movie LOL, produced by Lisa Azuelos in 2008, with Sophie Marceau and Christa Thierry as main characters. Surprise, surprise, 4 years later, the remake was produced by the same woman with an almost identical script. It's a coming-of-age story about the difficult relationship of a teenager with her friends and mother, and a big focus on love, sex, and drugs. The French original is set in Paris with a school trip to London, whereas the remake is set in the US with a trip to Paris. So the French-English connection is definitely there. In 2012, the American remake was released with the main cast consisting of Miley Cyrus in the role of the rebellious teen Lola with the nickname LOL, and Demi Moore as her anxious mother Anne. Since Hollywood productions are usually box office hits, the American remake of LOL was obviously left out of that equation. With no prior marketing, the remake only grossed $10 million in theaters worldwide and is considered a flop rather than top. Another remake that is almost identical to its German counterpart, Honig im Kopf, is Head Full of Honey. Both movies were directed and written by the actor and director Til Schweiger himself. As usual for Schweiger's movies, Head Full of Honey was also a huge success in Germany. The movie is a family drama about a widowed grandfather who is suffering from Alzheimer's disease and his growing bond to his granddaughter who is trying to slow down the development of the disease by secretly taking him on a trip to Venice, where he spent his honeymoon decades ago. The female lead was once again played by one of Schweiger's daughters, Emma Schweiger, and the male lead by famous Dieter Hallervorden. One of the fascinating facts about this movie is that with an audience of over 7 million people, it's the sixth most successful movie in German film history and has grossed around 60 million euros worldwide. So no wonder that Hollywood wanted to secure a piece of this huge success. Unfortunately though, this wish did not come true. The remake was not well received by the American audience and was withdrawn from the theaters only 6 days after its premiere, with a total of $11,000, which is a little more than 10,000 euros in box office results. Poor Til Schweiger, that must have hurt.
The third and final movie for our talk will be the French movie The Untouchables, which was released in 2011 and directed by Olivier Nakache and Eric Toledano. To sum up this flick in just a few words, it is all about the growing relationship between a wealthy man with quadriplegia and an unemployed man with a criminal record who is hired to help and support him. These characters are portrayed by François Cluzet and Omar Sy to create a bromance at its best. Out of the movie choices that we made, this one is the only one in which it's not the case that the same director joined in the remake. The director of said remake, which is entitled The Upside and published in 2019, is Neil Berger. He produced Limitless and the first film of the Divergent trilogy, with quite a huge success, but lost his status in the Hollywood industry for not producing any box office hits afterwards. With his reproduction of the French original, he probably wanted to build on the fame and success it achieved years before internationally. And he might have thought that it would help his career if he could recreate the same outcome as the original did, but failed though. The main cast in his copy consisted of Bryan Cranston and Kevin Hart, actors who are actually known to be crowd pleasers and, in my opinion, maybe the main reason for any success the movie has made so far. Speaking about success, The Untouchables had a production budget of round about $10 million and grossed in total $426 million all over the world. Compared to this, The Upside started off with a budget of $37 million and received $122 million.
And here comes the best part, the ranking. We watched all of these movies for you to compare the original to its remake and to find out, are these remakes actually worth it, or are they really as bad as critics say? Let's start with LOL. According to critiques, both movies didn't do well when it comes to plot and entertainment. Nevertheless, the original movie, which has a French setting, French actors, and thus French elements, such as their well-known humor and way too fast-paced dialogues, is probably due to those reasons the clear winner when compared to each other. Reproducing a movie which is very obviously successful because of its ties to the setting and culture, on Hollywood terms of Hannah Montana in the lead, it's as though everyone involved in the production of the Lousim remake wanted to blindly believe of its not already doomed to fail potential. Sorry, Azuelos, next time straight away from Big Numbers and Disney alumni.
The next one is Head Full of Honey. And honestly, why? Why did they have to make the remake? And the original movie is cliché but touching anyways. It was produced to make the people understand the Alzheimer's disease in a more personal way. But the remake, and I'm not lying, it's just the same as the original. Same dialogue, same locations, they even tried to copy the typical Til Schweiger film atmosphere. It's just like watching the same movie all over again with different actors who mostly did a really bad job trying to fit into the story. And to be honest, that's boring, isn't it? Nick Nolte, the main character with Alzheimer's, and I'm not trying to be offensive, seems more like a drunk than a forgetful old man, while his daughter Sophia Nolte, who plays his granddaughter, is basically copying the typical characteristics of Emma Schweiger. And the best part, I think, is that Til Schweiger, who in the original movies plays one of the main characters, has got a featured part as a waiter. In my opinion, it's the most cringy part of the movie. So, to everyone who's interested in a sweet family movie with a focus on the Alzheimer's disease, I would definitely recommend the original. The remake is not horrible, but just a cheap copy, which does not or badly deliver the message and the emotion.
The Untouchables, aka The Upside, is the next and last one in our row. I'm the opinion that there was really no need for an American remake of this masterpiece. The scripts are slightly different compared to one another, while the original focuses more on the development of the friendship between these two very distinct men and their characters. The remake seems to lose this focus a bit due to the backstory of Kevin Hart's character. His family background, and especially his relation to his son, takes over one of the main plots in this movie, and therefore seems to be a subplot, which was not directly needed, especially when you compare it to the original script. The cast choice here is also not quite suitable in my point of view, because Kevin Hart is formerly known for playing comedic roles, and he seems to miss some qualities in performing as a leading role in a dramedy here. This really comes through comparing his performance alongside his acting partner Bryan Cranston, who successfully played a leading dramatic role in the multiple times awarded series Breaking Bad. So the weak cast choice, useless subplot, and the feeling of being forced too much makes me wish that they would have left the story as good as it was.
So let's go back to our initial question. Why are there so many American remakes of non-American movies? With LOL and Head Full of Honey, it's pretty clear. The directors Lisa Azuelos and Til Schweiger definitely wanted to hop onto the Hollywood train, trying to be more successful and be part of the huge Hollywood community. That's understandable, I guess. But instead of simply copying the movie one-to-one, why not make it a different movie with a similar plot and the main features of the story but an own special atmosphere? The originals were good movies to begin with, but the remakes are just trying too hard to be as similar as possible. By doing this, the whole possibility to make a great movie out of a great story just went down the drain. What a bummer.
And Neil Burger, who had been unsuccessful for a long time, wanted to produce a movie which would be well received by the audiences, in any case, because of its good story. So he chose to copy The Untouchables, aka The Upside, to guarantee his success.
As you can see, we are not sure and will probably never know why these awesome directors chose to reproduce already incredibly successful European movies. It could be anything from profit to American exceptionalism-driven motives. But one thing we know for sure, they're usually really bad and no one wants to see or has the desire to watch them. So, time's up already. We've come to the end of our podcast. Thank you very much for listening and tune in for the next episode where we are going to roast the worst Netflix series of all time. Until then, bye bye folks and beware of bad remakes.